And I think if they were to do that to me, I would stay along. I would stay alive a long time because of how big I am. Big fatty could last for days.
Yeah, but he'd be paralyzed, so he'd be going meh, meh, meh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 59 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of April, 2008. And that means it's Administrative Professionals Day. And today, I don't really have anything to talk about, so I'm just going to ramble.
And there was any different than any other day.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, that sounded like Andy Vera Charles's conscience here in the studio with me.
That would be me.
Okay, well, somebody send him to a meeting.
Oh, you want to go to a meeting?
No. Just go back to California.
Okay.
All right. Y'all, it's just silliness. Silly, 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 silliness. Now, y'all, I kind of mixed it all up this week with a couple of episodes.
I'm having an episode.
A couple of episodes of The Gays, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing a little bit more about Brian from Boston. And y'all, if you haven't seen pictures of Brian from Boston, go over there to the listener map and take a look, because, you know, it's just delicious. And speaking of the listener map, I haven't been over there to look at things. But while I'm going over there, y'all, if you're not on the listener map, all you have to do is go over to the BFO. That's Big Fatty Online, and you do not have to use that www. And you can just put your pen in there. And y'all, I got called out by Wes over at the Live It Up podcast. He was in Palm Springs, which is where Big Fatty will be in July. But he was in the Palm Springs this past weekend. Him and somebody else went to Palm Springs for the White Party. Was it James in L.A. that I heard that he went over there to? Could be. And Palm Springs is fun, and it's all kinds of good homosexuals and all. And, y'all, it is hot over there in July. But, you know, you go when you go. But Wes called me out. I put my fucking pen on his map, and then his map turned to shit, and then it was like it was my fault that my pen wasn't on his map again. So he calls me out. Big Freddy didn't put his pen back on the map. Me. So anyway, I stuck my fucking pen in your map. So what can I say? Now, the map is still fucking loading, and, you know, it's worse than Big Fatty trying to load up on carbs or something like that. It's just taking for fucking ever, so maybe I'll come back and look at that in a few minutes. So, anyway, y'all, I want to talk about some quiz programs. So, whenever I talk about the quiz programs, you know where I have to go.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat K. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. Now, y'all, I'm going to talk about the quiz programs, and these are going to be spoilers. So if those of you who watch the Big Brother, and I know there's probably two of you out there, these are spoilers coming up, so you might want to just fast forward a little bit, and you'll probably fast forward to the part where I really give the spoiling. Now, y'all, on the BB9 spoilers, which is the website that Tom the Ramble Redhead sent me, y'all, they have already evicted the person that is going to be going out on Wednesday night on TV. And I'm recording this Tuesday afternoon, so I haven't seen the Tuesday night show yet. And obviously, maybe the person that's being evicted is being evicted tonight instead. So anyway, what I'm saying is it's not a live eviction. And then we're down to the final three players, and they've already had the competition for part one of the final head of household, which is kind of the climax. So I'm thinking that Tuesday night there might be an eviction, and Wednesday they're going to start showing that. And I'm not sure when this show is over. In fact, I'm going to turn on the TiVo right now. Y'all, I got me a new TiVo remote control, and it came with an orange, you know, to match my hat, an orange, oh Lord, it came with an orange kind of sticky thing you could put on it. And so Big Fatty said, oh, well, I'll put the orange sticky thing on the TiVo because that'll make it easier for the fat one to find it. And y'all, the TiVo has about 30 buttons on it, 30, 35 buttons on it. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, none of the buttons punched out. I mean, they were punched, but they didn't come out. And so I had little TiVo sticky things all over me all afternoon. So anyway, okay, there is a Big Brother on Sunday night. Oh, wait a minute. I tell you what I'll do. I'll just go to that one. Okay, I'm talking to myself. I hope you're enjoying listening to me talk to myself. View upcoming episodes. Okay, here we go. There is, well, you know what? Sunday is the final. Okay, because there's a house guest. There's a veto meeting tonight. Then a house guest is evicted on Wednesday night. So that person that's being thrown out will actually get thrown out on Wednesday night. And they'll probably have at least part one of the veto of the final head of household on Wednesday, and then the final on Sunday. All right, well, let me just go back to Sunday. Oh, that's what I was looking at. It didn't say that was the finals, but it is. Oh, let's see if it's a longer episode on Sunday night. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I know this is almost as exciting as listening to Archer look for a website. No, in fact, Sunday night's episode only runs 59 minutes, so you don't even get a fucking hour. And they'll bring back all the folks that have been in the sequester house, so that should be interesting. So, you know, if you like to wait and watch the very end of the quiz programs, you might want to do that. Now, tonight is the going to be an elimination for the American Idols. There are only six contestants left, so that's coming towards an end also. And y'all, there is one other quiz program I want to talk about, and I think it's starting in June. But y'all, it is The Mole, M-O-L-E. And Anderson Cooper hosted it the first year, and then they did some stupid-ass celebrity mole things, and they were awful. But The Mole was actually a pretty good quiz program, so you might want to be on the lookout for that. It's coming up, I think, the first weekend in June is where I saw that. It's over there at the abc.com. You can go look at that, and I'm sure I'll mention it at least one other time before it starts up. By the way, the listener map still loading up, so there must be some really fat people on it this week. Now, I do want, since we've had two episodes of The Gays this week. I think that there's just no doubt that we need to get right into a little memory lane music, because I know you're going through some withdrawals. Yeah. Okay, well, today's Memory Lane music is, let's see, how am I going to, what's the clue for you? Oh, yeah, it starts out really, really loud.
IV 51.
Quad 51, continue monitoring vitals and transport me.
Far away, Rampart!
Told you it was loud, y'all. Do you remember what that is? That is the, well, I tell you what, I'll give you just a second for your hearing to readjust. Okay, that was the, that was the theme from Emergency, and Emergency had an exclamation point as part of the title. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it was a medical drama TV series that ran from January 15th, 1972 through September 3rd, 1977 on NBC, and then it ran from 77 to 79 as one of the rotating shows in the Movie of the Week on NBC, and the series followed the early years of the paramedic program in the Los Angeles County Fire Department, with the focus on the personnel of Fire Station 51.
Station 51!
In particular, paramedic firefighters John Cage, played by Randolph Mantooth, as opposed to Regina Woman by Cuspid. I don't know. Oh, God, what a train wreck. I'm having an emergency right now. Please call Station 51. And Roy DeSoto, who was played by Kevin Tye, and the paramedics coordinated with the emergency room staff at Rampart General Hospital. And they talked to Dr. Kelly Brackett, played by Robert Fuller, and Dr. Joe Early, played by Bobby Troop. And they also dealt with head nurse Dixie McCall, played by the lovely Julie London. Yeah. But anyway, that was part of that whole series of shows that was produced there in the 70s, like
One Adam 12, One Adam 12, see the boy with chains and knives, you know, shots fired,
you know, that kind of stuff. And Jack Webb was on Dragnet and all those kind of blah, blah, blah shows. Okay, well, that was exciting for me. I don't know if it did anything for y'all. Now, y'all, I want to talk to you for a second about nicknames. Now, on one show, we talked about, I was talking to Archer on one of the episodes of The Gays, and he said that his boyfriend gave him the nickname of Snowflake. Now, you know, that's okay and all, but I want to talk about childhood nicknames. Everybody had a little childhood nickname, or maybe you had a nickname in college or something like that. And I'd love for you to go over to the www and tell me what your nickname was, or you can, you know, call the voice letter line. That's 206-337-1438. And that'll be repeated at the end of the show, as it is every day.
You don't have to say that.
Oh, Lord, it's back. And so, anyway, I want to know what your childhood nicknames were. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you what mine was, and I'm really embarrassed about it. Well, I shouldn't say embarrassed about it. It's just, it's a no-nonsense nickname, but it was something that my father came up with, and I don't know that it means anything. I don't know how to spell it, but I'm probably going to name this this episode my nickname. So maybe I'll have to try to learn how to spell it. I'll spell it the way I think it should be spelled. But I find it interesting that this nickname that my father gave me when I was a baby, I mean, there, you know, in my baby book that my mother made up when I was born, there's pictures of my father feeding me in the little stroller kind of thing. And written under it in her handwriting is this little nickname. And the nickname... The nickname, and I'm going to regret this. I know I'm going to regret it, but that's okay. The nickname was Poopa Lizzie. It's no wonder I turned out gay. Poopa Lizzie, and I find it interesting that it has a connotation of shatting yourself and a female name, Poopa Lizzie. So I don't know where it came from, but if you were someone's Poopa Lizzie when you were growing up, I encourage you to please tell me. It can't be any more embarrassing than what I just said. Now, another nickname that I want to mention to you is a word that you can use any time you want. Poopa Lizzie might raise a few eyebrows, you know, if you call somebody a Poopa Lizzie. But the word that I want you to start using and add to your vocabulary, if you will, is the word woober. That's W-O-O-B-E-R. And that is, y'all, I learned this from like a 10-year-old, and this was back in the late 70s, early 80s maybe. But this 10-year-old used the word woober, and I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And it's basically a super geek. But, you know, there are just... I think the word woober... Oh, he's such a fucking woober. You know, you just... It's perfect because it means nothing, but it means something to you. And it sounds like it could be, you know, derogatory. Poopa Lizzie, you know, not necessarily derogatory. You know, but maybe your sugar buns or honey poo can be your Poopa Lizzie. And, you know, someone who just really gets under your skin, they can be, you know, just call them a fucking woober. Just give them the finger and call them a woober, okay? Oh, Lord, speaking of woobers.
That would be you.
Oh, Lord. Annie Vera, please, for the love of God, send me your address so I can mail this conscience back to you.
No, I don't want to go in the postal system.
Well, maybe you'll get lost. That would be a blessing to all of us. And y'all, if you have no fucking idea what I'm talking about with the conscience thing, then you need to go listen to Annie Vera Charles. And you know what? I've almost forgotten. Y'all, Archer had his 300th show. No, he didn't. He had his 3-year anniversary this week, and Foul Monkeys is coming up on their 2-year anniversary, and Omar at the Other O's coming up on his 300th show, and oh my God, I'm just a big old whooper.
Yes, you are, Poopa Lizzie.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Meow! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.